Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, making a difference in what you already know, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that can launch you into a new level of physical growth. Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? More importantly, what's the next level for you as you strive to create that body that you really want? What's the next level for you, and what are the challenges that may be getting in your way? Let's break those down. Let's think through this thing so you can do the physical work with emotion, with passion, and get it done when you get into the gym. I want you to call into the show. We have a lot of callers who listen to the show passively as the show is live, and there's quite a few more listeners who listen to the show every single week on a podcasted or downloaded version, whether they're listening to that show on iTunes, subscribing to it free to their iTunes library, or they're just downloading on my www.skiplacour.com site. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take action. I want you to take a step. You know, you talk about, I got to get to the gym. I got to get to the gym more often, or I got to start cranking it up. Another week has gone by, another month has gone by, and I'm just going through the motions in the gym, and I got to crank it up. Well, let's start the process right now by you taking action and making a phone call right now, just talking about the process, getting some coaching to start that spark, start that intensity with your focus by giving me a phone call. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Call the show. I have a free gift for you. It's a $24.99 value. It's my ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. $24.99, 164-page ebook. Sold hundreds of these, gentlemen, all over the world. Outlines in a very logical step-by-step approach. Training, the mental, the physical approach to training, all the different details, and more importantly, it describes my experience, my understanding, my breakdown of the Max OT training principles. Max OT training, maximum overload training, is a very effective and efficient training method developed by Paul DeLea of AST Sports Science. It's about getting in and out of the gym in less than an hour. It's focusing, concentrating, challenging yourself, lifting heavy weights in a shorter rep time, in and out of the gym, overloading the muscles. And this is an effective training program to build the most amount of muscle in the shortest period of time. So, yeah, I get a lot of questions. Hey, is this good for rugby or is this good for volleyball? How about if I want to improve my golf swing? Can it be helpful? Yes. This training program is designed to help you build the most muscle in the shortest period of time. All right, so I want you to call in, get this ebook. It's all the different training methods can be explained in this Max OT book. Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. I talk about cardio, talk about nutrition, pre, post, all throughout the day. How it all works out in my easy to understand, simply laid out. Don't try to make things too complicated because a lot of it is just understanding the basics and then you putting your time, energy, and emotion and just implementing your plan. That over the course of a month, over a course of 3 months, over the course of the year is going to get you the results that you want. So I want you to take action, call in, get that free ebook just for that purpose. Tell me how your training is going. The number is 347-326-9145. I have a caller on the line right now, but I'm going to jump right into the calls from the 602 area code. Caller, are you there? 602.
Yes, I am.
And who am I speaking with?
It's Charles.
Charles, how are you today, sir?
Good, thanks. I had a quick question. I've been working out regularly for about 3 years. I have no problem building size. I eat really clean Monday through Friday and on Sunday, so Saturday I kind of eat what I want, but I don't go
crazy.
Sounds
great.
And I do cardio in the morning on an empty stomach, and I wanted to see how lean I could get. And I went from about 15% body fat to about 11, and I just can't get below that. So I was reading on your logs, and it shows that you would take in some canola oil almost with every meal. And is that to speed up fat, or what was that for?
Okay. Okay, I'll just address that first, and I want to break down a few other things for you, Charles. Okay, the first thing is that the canola oil, if you were reading on a log, you were reading in my Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding Nutrition, you see that around the internet, tell me where you, because I want to put that into context for you.
Yeah, I saw that on your website.
Okay.
SkipLaCour.com.
Okay, well, you talk about eating clean, and so I would ask you, well, what does clean mean to you? I'll tell you what it meant to me when I was just totally passionate. I was going to do everything that it took. I showed up at the gym every single day. I didn't even take my days off, all right, back then. I did whatever I felt. I was a very hard worker that would give me the best results. So if, you know, something just was outlined to train a three-on, one-off workout type of a split, I would do it three-on. That was the kind of guy that I was. I wanted it so badly to improve. I love training so much. Well, when it came to nutrition, which is such a major part, and I think you know that, Charles, of this physique development process, I would be the same way too. And so, you know, the general rule is you have to avoid fats in your diet if you don't want to be fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would always do that, eat the leanest meats, you know, the vegetables, the starchy carbohydrates, whatever I did at that period of time, all right, I would take a strategy and I would take it to the extreme, all right, and I got great results. As I matured as a bodybuilder, as my level of knowledge would grow, I would realize that, hey, it would be great that I had such passion. That got me 95% of the way there. A lot of times I get guys get all caught up in strategies and they want to know, well, is it best to do a deadlift on, you know, is it really a back exercise or is it really a leg exercise? I think I feel it more in my calves or whatever, okay? 95% of what you do is you following through. So my passion, my dedication, my willingness to work hard got me through. When it came to nutrition or also training, I realized that more wasn't necessarily better. And what I realized and what I was pointing out in that article is when I started adding fat to my diet, good fats to my diet, okay, that was also helpful. It was also made my diet more healthy than no fat, no fat at all right? And it also was a way to all the good benefits, the skin, the hair, the nerves. Also, it was a good way to take in calories using it as an energy source, too, that helped me to build muscle and to get lean in a more healthy manner by adding good fats to my diet. At that time, it was canola oil. I experimented having a little bit with every single meal. And again, I would have to, those amount of calories, I would have to make up for with less protein or less carbohydrates. But it was really good, especially over time, you know, giving my body what it needs to gradually make sure that I lost that body fat. So it wasn't a magic, and then it graduated over time where flaxseed oil or different kind of fats to my diet. So it wasn't a magic bullet. Well, if you're at 15% right now, and I would ask you, you know, how you gauge that, are you happy when you look in the mirror at 11%, are you happy or you still feel you're a long way off?
Well, I think that I'm almost there. I just need to take it to the next level. I think that I'm right there. I mean, I think if I just get down to the single digits, I'll be, you know, right where I want to be.
Do you totally eliminate fat from your diet?
Yeah, I don't take in any kind of, like, I might eat red meat, like, once a week, but I pretty much stay with lean sources of protein and vegetables pretty much. I even do low carb. I just take in my carbs in the morning.
Yeah, I tell you, it sounds like you're back, and I mean this as a total compliment, because I hear the passion, dedication in your voice, all right? You're one of those guys like me. You're going to take everything to the extreme and work extremely hard at it. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, couple things. I think that what you should do, you should get, send me an email, and this is for anyone listening to this show, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I'm going to send you some of the basics about losing body fat, weight management, some things that even at your level and your level of dedication that may help you understand the entire process, all right? So skip@skiplacour.com. And I would break it down. It's not the canola oil, it's not fat in your diet, although that would be helpful. I would say just for health purposes, go to the store and get some flaxseed oil, right? Add some good fats to your diet. How many meals a day are you eating right now, Charles?
Well, with the meal replacements, I'd say anywhere between 5 and 8.
Okay. So is that about half and half? And again, I think that a natural before a meal replacement is a meal. So you should count that. So it's about half and half, real meals, so to speak, real food meals, and then half or meal replacements.
Correct.
Okay. I would, you know, this might be a, seems like a crazy process, but it sounds like, you know, by reading that article, I piqued your interest. I want you to add a table spoon of 120 calories, all right, of good fats, of flaxseed oil, to your diet, three of those real food meals, all right? Just start with that. Now, that's not going to be the magic bullet for you. I think there's a couple things that, from what I've just heard from you, that can take you to the next level. Number one is, you know, you're going by the old theory of doing your cardio on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard any of the strategies, maybe some of my strategies, that talk about doing something just the opposite of that? Have you read that?
Where you kind of run real fast for a minute and then you walk for a minute?
No, the pre- and post-workout nutrition, especially when it comes to cardio and in the morning. Have you heard anything?
No.
Okay. So you're following the tried and true method of doing cardio first thing in the morning, and the reason for that is because what you've learned or what you've been taught or what you've read is that when you do cardio on an empty stomach, exercise is going to burn body fat first and foremost because there's no food in the stomach for it to burn up, something like that, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I want to kind of debunk that for you. And let me just tell you something, Charles, is when I was reading all the magazines and I was really going after it too, that's pretty much a lot of the standard type of teaching when it comes to cardio on empty stomach. Hey, I was willing to get up early in the morning. I was willing not to eat, do cardio on an empty stomach if that was going to give me the results that I wanted. Okay, now over my 18 years and then becoming more and more educated, and then it's not just being educated. There's a lot of lifters out there who just take in more and more information. They get so much education, so to speak, that they get overloaded, they get overwhelmed, and really they don't follow through on anything. When I talk about my education, I think it comes from a whole different place than some of the guys that you may read on the internet. You know, I competed in over 30 shows, and many of those shows, not only my personal expectations, the expectations from me because I had won that contest the year before. I had been publicized in the magazines. I had an endorsement contract. It went beyond my personal drive. It became my business to do very well in a contest. Okay, so every single year there was the Team Universe, which was the drug-tested national. That was my Super Bowl. That was my Mr. Olympia, so to speak. I started preparing. That show was in August every year. You know, I was a bodybuilder 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all 12 months of the year. But from January 1st all the way to August, that's when I really started documenting, logging, thinking about the contest every day, not eating any junk food for that entire period. And I did that for 10 straight years. Okay, the reason why I tell you that is when I tell you, well, I tried this strategy. Charles, I'm not telling you, just I kind of tried something and hoped it would work. And, you know, I was kind of doing other things, maybe doing a lot of business, maybe doing a lot of traveling, took some time out of the gym. Every strategy I tell you that I tried, I mean, it was for a purpose. I had the pressure on me to perform. It's a lot different when the guy said, oh, I tried that for a couple months. Because I think that you know with some of the strategies that you've tried, whether they're eating strategies or training strategies, that it really depends on how much you're into your bodybuilding over that couple months. Am I right, Charles?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so there's sometimes that someone might say, hey, I tried this high-protein diet. And if someone asked you that and you said, yeah, I tried it, what really is it the high-protein diet or how much you are into your training and eating and making that all work in that couple-month period? Because a lot of times, and I think you would agree, that when you didn't get the results that you want, especially noticing this looking back, it wasn't because of the training program that you took on. It wasn't because of the eating program that you took on during that time period. The reason why you didn't get the results that you wanted as you look back was because you really weren't into the whole process. Maybe at school, maybe you had some relationship issues. There was something that kind of blocked you from giving it your all. And if you really are honest with yourself, that's the reason why that high-protein diet didn't work. That's the reason why that training program didn't work. Am I right?
Right.
Okay. So that being said, what I tell you, I mean, I had to get the results. It was more than just me, hey, let me try this out. Let me see how it works. Let me see how it feels. Everything was tracked, monitored, assessed, and evaluated. There was a time where I was like you, maybe different. You're going from 15% body fat, trying to, then you went down to 11% and you're trying to break that. For me, it was, I can't go on stage looking the same. I always have to improve. And I certainly can't be just the same, because if someone's better than me, if I go on stage and I look just the same as I did last year, even if I look the same and just say the third pace guy really improved and he's almost as good as me, because judges are just like everybody, we make decisions based on emotion, and then we find the logic to back it up. That's a horrible position for a returning champion to be in, because the emotion, the sympathy, the underdog vote in all the judges' mind will give it to the guy who made the biggest improvement. So even if he wasn't quite as good, he could very well beat me. And knowing how that's how the psychology of people worked, I knew I had to be better every year. Now, how does this get back down to your question? Well, I was faced with the same challenge going from the tried and true methods, the things that I always read, the things that, you know, I don't know, 80% of the guys out there did, even some pro bodybuilders, when it came to doing cardio on an empty stomach. And I said, I had to break away with that. I had to try something new. I had to give it my all. And that's a scary place to be in. It's a scary place to be in, because I was already doing well, but I did. And what I learned through education, I have some great help from my mentor, my bodybuilding and business mentor, Paul DeLee of AST Sports Science, you know, and all the resources and all the education, all the experts, Paul Cribb from Australia that he brought in. And it went through a nutrient timing factor. Have you heard that phrase before, whether it's on the internet or on my side? On AST Sports Science site?
No, I haven't. I have not.
Okay. Well, it really talks about the myth, so to speak, of you're burning the fat first when you do your cardio on an empty stomach. That's not really how it works. Okay, will you get results? Will you be like me? You know, back my first 5 years of training? Yes, you will, because just giving that effort, okay? And also when it comes to losing body fat, if you burn more calories than you eat, and you do that over a period of time, you're going to lose body fat. It's just, is it the most effective and efficient way? And as you lose that body fat, are you preserving as much muscle as humanly possible? Right? I hear that all this from a lot of bodybuilders, a lot of natural bodybuilders especially. Oh, you're going to lose a lot of muscle. When you get that ripped, you're going to lose a lot of muscle. Well, number one, having that mentality As you start the process, yes, you're definitely going to lose a lot of muscle. All right. The other thing is where you search for more effective strategies when you just give it up that you're going to lose a lot of muscle. So let's get to your question. Okay, number one is you do not burn body fat. You do not, in the big picture of things, lose that body fat when you're doing cardio. What cardio's purpose is that it helps raise your metabolism. Now, will raising your metabolism during cardio for a half hour, 45 minutes, even 16 minutes, as Max OT cardio suggests, doing an intense manner, is that going to drop you down from 15% body fat down to 11? No. All by itself? No, it's not. Okay. What it does, losing body fat in the most effective and efficient manner is about raising your metabolism, raising your body temperature, and not just doing it for that 45 minutes or half an hour. It's not just doing it for that 24 hours. Okay, cardio is done over the whole day, over the whole week, over the whole month. It's one piece of that little puzzle. So if someone came to you, Charles, and said, hey, I want to build my biceps. Hey, what's the best bicep exercise to do or best routine? And you can give him a routine, and he just focused on that. Would he get those big biceps that he wanted by just focusing on that bicep routine that you gave him?
No.
What else? What are some other important factors that would what's that?
Nutrition and other things that go into it.
Right. So rest and recovery. He couldn't do that great routine that you gave him. He couldn't do it every single day. He couldn't not eat. There's a lot of other factors. That's one piece of the whole puzzle. When you're talking about body fat, cardio is one piece of that puzzle. And basically what it is to raise your body temperature, raise your metabolism up, okay? And it can't. That's just one of the pieces to do it. Obviously, you know, you're focused on the weight training to build some muscle, help out the metabolism process, but and you're also very focused on your eating to lose that body fat, all right? You see how this is such a complicated answer because it's just not that simple. Because if it was so simple, a guy like you who works so hard would be done by now. It'd be done a long time ago. So think of when you were a kid and you had one of those tops. You know those spinning tops. You know what I'm talking about, Charles?
Right.
Okay. And so you put your fingers on the little handle on the top of the top, and you spin it around. All right. Think about that analogy, okay? What the top spinning around is, all right, and whether that's going to spin around for the next 5 minutes or 8 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever, the top is your metabolism, okay? You, when you want to control your body fat to keep your engine running smoothly and efficiently and running hot and heavy, that's what you do with exercise, that's what you do with cardio. That's your metabolism. It's regulating your metabolism. The better you regulate your metabolism, the more lean body mass you'll build and the body fat you'll lose, okay? So the top is spinning around. How fast it spins around, that's how quickly your metabolism is running. Obviously, a person with a fast metabolism will keep the body fat off. They'll also maybe have a tougher time building muscle, but you get my point. So the top is spinning around. How quickly it's spinning around is your metabolism. That's what you want to control. The act of you spinning the top of the top, the little handle on top of the top, that's your cardio. All right. You notice how you spin that top around. How long would you say your fingers are on top of that top? A second maybe, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. That's what your cardio is. Let's just say that second that your fingers are spinning that top, that's your cardio for 1 second. All right, for you it might be half an hour, it might be 45 minutes, 16
right.
minutes if you do max OT cardio. But the metabolism is the top spinning around is spinning around for a good couple, 3 minutes after you spun it, right?
Right, right.
So you get the point that I'm making is you do your cardio and then it spins the top around for the next 2 minutes, 3 minutes, the next 12 hours, whatever, all right, before you do the next cardio session, before you bolster that metabolism with movement, whether that's walking upstairs, walking throughout your day as opposed to sitting down. You control that metabolism or that top spinning around with the smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day. You get my point?
Gotcha.
Okay, that's how it works. That being said, looking at that analogy, can you see how little that time you're on the cardio has to do with the big picture?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. So it's one piece of the puzzle, but it's just part of it. So people who are really reliant on cardio and not reliant on their smaller, more frequent meals or eating the right meals, they're doing themselves a favor. Especially those people out there, and again, Charles, I'm still answering your question, but I'm broadcasting to a large audience, so I throw in as many nuggets that everybody in the audience can benefit by you asking this question. So it may sound like I'm rambling a little. Realize I'm talking to everybody at the same time as I'm talking to you, okay?
Right,
so
man.
The people who think they're going to eat a piece of pizza or some really bad food or pig out, and they do it two or three times a day, they do it five times a week, and they think they're going to make up for it with cardio. Can you see by that spinning top analogy? It doesn't work. It's not a good trade-off to eat a lot of bad food, a lot of excess calories, a lot of calories are going to be sludged up in your system and think you're going to burn off with cardio. It's not a good conversion rate. Not at all. As a matter of fact, if you want to drop your body fat down from 15% to 11% and you couldn't do cardio, you would have to really bear down on your eating habits. All right. And for those of you all listening out there, send me the email at skip@skiplacour.com. Let me give you the founding, guiding, organizing principles to effective losing body fat. I'm sure there's at least one or two things in there that you may need to focus on a little bit better if you're stalling on your efforts to lose body fat. See, because, Charles, even though I can hear and in your voice, I can hear by picking out clues what you're saying, you're doing everything right. But you're stagnated on this 11%. And another thing I picked out that you're eating those, you know, 5 to 8 meals a day. Great, 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 great. All right. So you can eat a small meal before. You can eat a small meal after your cardio. Because in the big picture, as we put cardio in its place, all right, it's the amount of calories you ingest versus calories burned, again, with all these other factors included. So what I would suggest that you do is that you eat some high glycemic carbohydrates, something to give you a burst of, you know, energy to fuel your not only cardio session, your workout, all right? What I do is I have the creatine HSC. I have the VP2 protein, so it's a fast-digesting, awesome protein source in AST Sports Sciences is VB2. And then I have the creatine HSC, and it's really not for the creatine. It's for the sugars that are going to quick-burning sugars that do two things. Give me that quick burst of energy, and also it pushes the protein into my muscles to protect the muscles during my workout. It also, those calories also speed up my metabolism. It's the right amount of calories. It's fast-digesting calories. Okay, so it's not going to impede that fat loss. See, Charles, you know this is true because when you, maybe your mother or your mother's friend or someone, when they say, hey, Charles, boy, you're in such great shape. I want to lose some weight. And I'm doing really good. I only eat one meal a day. What would you say to that person, that really novice to the working out and eating process, Charles?
It's not going to work.
And why not?
Because they're taking in too few meals a day, and it's not speeding up their metabolism.
Exactly. Exactly my point. The smaller, more frequent meals speed up your metabolism. What does cardio do? What is its purpose? It speeds up your metabolism the same way. Okay. So that being said, now let's go back to your mother's friend or your mother wanting some advice. So you say, no, that's one meal, that two meal, it's not going to work. Your metabolism, it's going to go in the tank. It's going to really slow down. What happens when your metabolism slows down?
You start gaining fat. Your body tries to protect itself.
Exactly. Exactly. So what you instruct them to do is eat smaller, more frequent meals, condition, cajole, trick, manipulate, you know, persuade the body to say, hey, I give you so many meals all throughout the day. They're good, healthy meals. You're not going to die. You don't need to hold on to this fat to make your body famine-proof. Again, for those out there, the body holds on to that fat. It's reserve, just in case you go through long periods of time without eating. it'll dump all that muscle and other things because it'll stay alive longer if it keeps as much body fat as humanly possible. So if you want to lose body fat, the smaller, more frequent meals, again, it convinces, persuades, tricks the body into losing the body fat, letting it go because you feed it so regularly and so often throughout the day, all right? Keeps the metabolism going, and it feeds the body what it needs. Now, let me ask you this. Now, let's go back to your next level, higher level, much higher level question about cardio. What if my body, which is a great adapting machine, you understand that, right? It adapts to, it does whatever to stay alive. It'll adapt to certain conditions. Being very lean, building a lot of muscle mass isn't its natural state. You're going to have to be intelligent in your approach. And you know that, Charles, right?
Correct.
What if I condition every single morning that I'm going to get up and then beat the hell out of it for 45 minutes doing cardio so it learns, so it loses body fat? Now think about what you told your mother or your mother's friend. Now tell me what your body's going to do when you get up after sleeping for 8 hours, not eating any food, then you get up and you don't eat, and then you beat the hell out of your body doing cardio. Is it going to get rid of that body fat?
No.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, it stops.
Okay. Now here's the thing is, hey, I've been doing that for 25 years and it's always worked for me. I am not saying it's not going to work, okay? Everything works to some degree. I can tell you to go train with a rock and a stick, and if you're consistent with it, it's going to work to some degree, okay? A lot of people say, oh, Skip, hey, no one can get that ripped naturally. Okay, well, you know, you do your old archaic 1950s training and eating methods, and I'll use the state-of-the-art methods. I'll use this type of logic that I just explained to you, and you'll see why I'll go from 15% to 11%, and I'll duck it even lower while you're stuck at 11%. Does that make sense to you, Charles?
Yes, it does.
Can you see? So you have the right food, quickly digested. You feed your body. Hey, look, this is food to prepare you for the pounding that I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you an energy source. You're going to burn up there. Okay, I'm going to give you some protein to protect the muscle. Because I know that if I just do cardio like a madman after not eating for 9 hours, you're just going to dump all the muscle first before you get to the body fat. And I'm so intelligent in my approach that cardio is just one little part of the puzzle to get my metabolism racing over the day. It's no more important than me eating 6 meals today. Okay, it is important all by itself, but it's no more important than eating the 6 clean meals. Okay, So this is what I want you to add to your cardio. Get up in the morning, eat some highly digested, some good quality VP2 protein, get some sugars, you know, like whether it's in the creatine HSC, some dextrose, you know, do your cardio, do that same thing afterwards, feed your body, start repairing. Food, like you said, with all those meals is what speeds up the metabolism. Speeding the metabolism is what we do. We do that over that course of that day. We do that over the course of the week. We do that over a couple of months. I'll tell you right now, you just implement that one strategy all by itself. You do that for 3 months, you're going to be down a good few percentage points and feeling good about the process. You'll probably also mentally go harder at your cardio, love it a lot more instead of killing yourself being so damn hungry, right?
Right, right.
Your follow-through ratio will be probably a lot better. And I also want you to look on my website. I also want you to look on the AST Sports Science website at www.ast-ss.com. I want you to check into some Max OT cardio because, let's see, if my 18 years in the business and dealing with so many people through my personal coaching all throughout the year, I would say you are a 30 to 45 minute at a moderate pace cardio guy. Am I right?
Yeah, about that. At least 30.
Okay. All right. So now that's because, hey, anything less than that isn't going to burn as much body fat as you want, right? Trust
right.
me, Charles, I'm not making light of what you're thinking because everything that you've done, I've done for years. And I was successful in my first, you know, contest and doing everything. Because, again, I'm just going to say it, if you're out there and I'm challenging some of your beliefs about how to train, about how to eat, hey, look, if you're doing some of the same things, you know, I certainly understand. I got results. You're getting results. And I understand when it comes to this training and eating whole thing is that, look, you're in the top 5%. If you're up right now listening to this show, if you've taken the time to download this on its podcasted version, you're in the top 5%. You want this thing badly. So by you just falling through the way you do, okay, you must have built a certain level of certainty and confidence to just make it to the next week, to make it to the next month. You know why those people, those guys that used to train as much as you and then they quit, or you know, your mom or your mom's friend never entered the gym, is because they don't get enough certainty and confidence that their hard work, they're getting up in the morning, they're putting their workout clothes, going to the gym, that's all going to work out. When you lose that certainty and confidence, you're not going to fall through. You're going to have so much overwhelm, so much grind, you know, so much angst going on. Even when your friends tell you it'll look great, you're going to be so bogged down and so much emotional turmoil over the whole process, it's going to be hard to fall through. Hey, do you know what I'm talking about, Charles, there? Have you ever been through those periods of time?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how consistent you've been and intellectually you know that you're better than most. It doesn't matter how much your friends tell you how great you look. It's a game against you. And when you get in that period of time where you've lost your certainty and confidence, this is going to all pay off at the level that you want. That's when the enjoyment and the fulfillment all falls down, and then no matter how great your body is, you don't show up to the gym. That being said, I'm trying to say to all of you people out there, if you've adopted a training method, a workout method, and you're getting results, and then you're listening to me, maybe you followed some of my writing and my career, and you really respect what I've done, but what I'm saying is challenging the way you do things currently. Don't let it. I understand. Keep on doing what you're doing. If certainty and confidence in what you're doing is the most important thing, I don't want to rock that. I do want to tell you that there is a next level out there. I put my ass on the line to learn these strategies to win some stupid bodybuilding show for year after year after year. But that level of knowledge and experience and understanding of all this has made me understand it at such an intense level, I can make this process a lot easier for me. I already know, for you guys listening out there, Charles is going to call back in about 3 months, and he's going to tell me how just getting all this understanding metabolism, you know, for some of you out there, you might think, what the hell is this guy talking about, a top and a toy and spinning and all this, and, you know, Charles's mom or Charles' mom's friends. It's this way of teaching because it's your understanding of all these concepts. So you put that in the back of your brain, and then you just get to work. Again, it's to give you certainty and confidence of the whole process. And hopefully, Charles, just all these little stories and all these analogies and metaphors have given you a lot better understanding of this whole process for you to go and attack it. Is that true?
They have, absolutely.
Okay. And then the other thing I would just say is we talked about adding that those, you know, it would be 360 calories. It would be three different servings of that flaxseed oil. Don't be afraid of those calories. Again, if my 18 years of experience helping people and my inside intuition, I would say that you're probably, see, how old are you?
35.
You're 35, and how long have you been training?
About 3 years, seriously.
Okay. And how tall are you?
6 foot.
And how much do you weigh right now?
After the fat loss these last 4 weeks, I'm about 195.
Okay. Do you know how many? You sound like you're meticulous enough that you have an idea of how many calories that you're eating. Am I right?
Close. I mean,
general idea.
Yeah, like
what's
10,000?
That?
About
okay. I was going to guess about 2,500. I'm going to tell you to do this too. And this may sound counterintuitive, but you're going to have to trust me on this. I can already tell again by all these clues that you've given me. And again, the clue that you gave me specifically is that you go Monday through Friday all out, and then Saturday is your day to kind of relax a little, that you're very structured, okay? So by that type of structure, I would say that you probably eat the same basic foods during the week. It isn't like you go, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I think that's an awesome plan, Charles, and Again, I'm using your question, your experience to teach everybody out there in this audience. You know, I definitely, Charles' approach, I really preach that 5 days of structure during your work week when you have to be structured, you have to get up at the same time. That's the perfect time to be structured with your diet and your eating and your training. And then if you want to relax on the weekends or one day during the weekend, go do that. And don't worry about going totally off the wagon, totally going crazy. If you've been structured during the week, you're going to have fun. You're going to lighten up. You're going to give yourself a mental and a physical break during that weekend, but you're not going to go hog wild. You're just not going to after having such discipline during the week. It's great because there's a starting and an ending point. You know what I'm talking about there, Charles. I'm sure that you've had it always in your plan to go Monday through Friday, just perfect with your diet, and then maybe something happened. Maybe there was a party, maybe a special dinner. You had some dessert on that Thursday night dinner. Maybe you had a drink with the boys or whatever, and then it bled over into a Friday. And then instead of feeling all, I don't know, distressed and off kilter, you knew, all right, you knew Monday was coming and you can get right back on track. And I think that's where this strategy saves a lot of people, because if you just say, I am going to be focused, I'm going to be dedicated, I'm going to do what I have to do, and then you may do that for 6, 7, maybe 12 days in a row, when that night of drinking with your buddies or that dinner out where you have dessert happens, you feel so bad, there's no starting point again. Where, you know, Charles, you've got a starting point, and that's every Monday. And I think that's a great mental strategy to go along with this whole physical process. All right, so getting back to your and so what Charles does, he eats the same foods. So whether that's tuna or chicken and vegetables or salad or whatever with his NaturPro 40 meal replacements or whatever, it's the same thing. He eats the same things, regular food meals during the week. He eats the same meal replacements, and they're at the same time. And I would say for you, especially during the week, Charles, food is not a source of entertainment. It's not a source of pleasure, but when your metabolism is running so hot, you look forward to those meals. It is an enjoyable process, but that's not your source of entertainment like a lot of people's, right?
Exactly.
It's an energy source. It's a piece of the puzzle. Geez, if you have to 6 or 8 meals a day, you have to look at that as a source of entertainment. And you also don't make it complicated. So just say, what is a regular food meal for you if you're eating that at 2 o'clock? What is that for you, Charles? Just for a lot of people out there in the listening audience, what is a guy like Charles eat? He sounds so structured. So what would that meal be at 2 o'clock, that regular food meal be?
It'd be like a chicken breast, some broccoli, maybe some brown rice.
Uh-huh. So, you know, and for you out there listening that acts like, you know, they're acting like that, you're telling yourself a story that, oh, wow, this is so complicated. How do I look like? What's this special crazy diet? Charles didn't give me any advice out there that was so earth-shaking, all right? And so one thing I said, if it's a food that you don't like, that isn't so pleasurable to the palate, that's probably the foods that you should be eating, all right? You already know what the foods are, all right? So Charles eats chicken breast, broccoli, and then maybe some brown rice, all right? And he keeps that. That's what he's going to eat at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, and also Monday, too, all right? So all during the week, he keeps it simple, right? Don't get all complicated. When you get into this, oh, yeah, I'm looking at the magazines. Oh, you know, Charles did talk about him eating a little bit of lean meat. That's easy. That's really just to try something new, add a little bit of variety, but you stick to your basics. All right, don't make it too complicated. I've seen advice out there given by, experts that say that he rotates every single day. Like he'll have ground beef one meal. He'll have tuna a different meal. He'll have a different kind of salmon or whatever, white fish. And he'll have, chicken breast. Wow, that's – and for all the different benefits of those particular protein sources might give him, I would say if you have the time to do that, I guess I can see the benefits. So I can say, wow, not necessary. And for most people, challenged with their lifestyle, hell, they just need to follow through. They need to eat all those meals. They need to go to the gym. Having a different protein source every meal, wow, not necessary. Not necessary. Tell you, all those contests that you saw me win in my early career, it was tuna. Tuna, tuna, tuna. Why? Because I worked for 50 hours a week. I was always on the go. Did you go through a tuna stage, Charles?
Yeah, I have. Because, you know, it's quick and easy.
Yeah, quick and easy. You know, all you needed at that time was a can opener and the can. I tell you, I was always on the go. I had commute time. I mean, and boy, that was two training sessions a day, contest, traveling, a 50-hour week job, plus I'd be writing at least a couple hours, all the articles, all the website things that you see on the internet and wherever. I mean, I definitely had a packed day, and that canned tuna really, you know, came in handy driving. I mean, I had a buddy of mine that he would even say that he would always smell the you know, whiff of tuna, whether it was coming through my pores or a little bit of that juice got in my fingers, or I spilled a little bit in my car as I was computing. Just called my car the Tunamobile back, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So tuna, 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 tuna. Simple, easy, did the job, won the contest. Are you sick of tuna already? I can't even stomach even looking at a can of tuna anymore. How about you, Charles?
Yeah, I only have, not too often. I mean, a couple times a week, but you're right.
Right.
Yeah, it does get.
Right. Well, then, so all these last years, all these other championships, it was just chicken breast. Just throw it on the George Foreman grill, go do something, hear the beep go off. Sometimes I'd cook that like flat as a pancake. It wouldn't be, you know, plump, juicy chicken. It would be chicken jerky because I left it on the George Foreman grill so long, right?
Exactly.
But my point is tuna, chicken breast, chicken jerky, whatever. Just get your protein down, all right? Okay, so that method, don't make it complicated. Find your protein source and do that. Here's the other thing I would say for you. I was getting back to your calorie consumption. I was going to guess 2,500 calories for a disciplined person like you. I want you to do two things. Because you eat the same foods, you know, you have the same MaxPro 40 meal replacements, just take the time. You're so dedicated. You're doing all this stuff all the time. Just take the time and get a rough idea of how many calories you're taking in, all right? Just eight meals, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. This is what they are. Heck, for you, it's just reading the back of a package for your meal replacements. It's doing that one meal. Maybe you have two, you know, maybe a breakfast meal, whatever, and then just totaling it up. Because I want you to have a better idea how many calories that you're eating, all right? Because, you know, because you might find out they're only eating 2,100 calories, which it wouldn't be enough food for you. Even when it comes to calories for you guys out there, when you see, hey, this guy eats 10,000 calories, this guy eats 4,000 calories, this guy eats 2,000 calories, I'd be very wary of those numbers because it seems like everybody adds up calories differently. Have you noticed that when you're talking to your buddies and things like that, how you always get these weird caloric totals that they eat? Have you noticed that, Charles?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I just think that they're all eating, like, the same food. It's just that they're just calculating it all differently. So I want you to calculate yours, and let's just say it is at 3,000, all right? We already know it's going to be 3,360 because you're going to add those three tablespoons of good fats to your diet. Hey, I'll tell you something. At 35 years old, you're still a young guy right now. When you get to be a little bit older, all this nutrition, I'll tell you, it's going to just help you the anti-aging process. You're going to look so much better than any 45-year-old walking around. And I think if I have any anti-aging strategy besides, you know, exercise, eating right, all these basic things that we do, drink a lot of water, add a lot of good fats to your diet. Just a little side note there. And then I want you to bump up your calories, 500 calories, all right? And I know you're trying to go from 11% to a lower percentage, I want you to bump up your calories. And, again, this is that counterintuitive move that I was telling you about. Because, again, Charles, you have a very good understanding of this whole process. We're taking you up to the next level. I want you to tell me, why would I tell you to eat more food than you're eating right now?
To keep speeding up the metabolism?
Exactly. You keep on speeding up your metabolism, and you'll start melting off the body fat more quickly, more efficiently, and more effectively. All right, so I would think as active as you are, it might be a little harder going down. I mean, I already know it sounds counterintuitive, but you're going to find out that your body's going to be easily able to process this food, and it's going to preserve a lot of muscle too as you're speeding up your metabolism. You know, getting back to what I was talking about is starting my contest preparation for a show in August all the way in January. And, you know, some of my competitors, especially back when I really started making my strategies public on the internet way back, you know, 10 years ago, you know, on the internet, there's a lot of counterintuitive things because natural bodybuilders at that time, even the really good ones, would diet for shows like 12 weeks, the same as the chemically enhanced guys. Just for whatever reasons, it's just passed down from bodybuilding icon to bodybuilding icon to gym rat that you diet for 12 weeks. Well, you know, just like most things in life, I mean, the longer you do them, as long as it's done intelligently, you're going to be better. Charles, what would it be if I dieted, and I don't mean, because dieting to me, there's two ways to think about this. All right. Dieting is eating clean food, healthy food. It's regulating your metabolism, eating those 6 to 8 small meals a day. That is one form of eating clean. All right. That's one form of dieting. All right. And for the majority of people out there, that's what dieting means. Then there's a second level of dieting, and that's eating in a calorie-deprived state with a purpose, and that's to eat fewer calories, eat fewer calories than you burn every day to gradually decrease body fat. So that's a second way of dieting. So I would start my dieting process, cleaning my diet, regulating metabolism, doing cardio way back in January to rev up that metabolism, eating a lot of food like I'm telling you to do, so that I was just a burning machine. I was building muscle. I was preserving muscle. My metabolism was going through the roof. I was eating those 6 meals a day. I was eating all those calories. I was doing cardio way back in January. So when they're just starting to get their metabolism revved up 12 weeks before the show, can you imagine? My metabolism was already off the charts, all right? While they're, and then they're dieting, the second part of dieting, depriving themselves of calories. Well, just say they're kind of maybe getting around with their inconsistency, maybe eating 2 or 5 meals a day, maybe 6, whatever, eating a lot of junk food, slow-moving food. Well, then they decide that, okay, it's 12 weeks, I'm going to start dieting for a show. Well, what would they do? We can see how this would apply to everyone out there. Charles, what would they do? Just say they're kind of, they don't even know. Maybe they have no idea how much food they're eating, but now it's 12 weeks before the show. And let's say their metabolism's used to eating a lazy 3,000 calories a day, right? Well, now it's time to diet for a show. What would they do? What would be the first step? How many calories would they eat as they start preparing for the show? Just say that first week. What would logic have them do?
Not sure. Like just.
Yeah, the thing is they can't eat more calories because they've got 12 weeks for a show. They would eat that lazy 3,000 calories that they've been eating, and then they start cutting it down. Just say to 2,700 or whatever. Well, while they're cutting their calories and trying to get their metabolism running and start getting it regulated, hell, for 7 months, you know, or whatever at that time, 5 months or 6 months, I'm up to 4,500 calories, clean, fast, quick-moving food. My body can easily handle it, and I'm lean, and my metabolism's hot, running off the charts. You know, when it's time for 12 weeks, while they're trying to rev their metabolisms up, well, now I can cut mine down to 4,200 calories, and you can see how much muscle I can preserve, how fast my metabolism is, and how much leaner than I am, as opposed to them going from 3,000 calories, cutting it down to 2,700 calories. So can you imagine all that work that I put in, and it's my last 2 weeks for the show, and I'm eating 1,800 calories? Why am I going to be so shredded with so much muscle compared to the other natural bodybuilders who have dieted for 12 weeks? Now, again, I use my experience as an extreme, all right? But in my extreme measures and my extreme dedication, really going after it, you can see by using my example how you can tailor it down to your life, how you can use the principles of eating more food, getting that metabolism working, all right? Concentrating on all these things that I talked about, you how when you start doing some of these things in your life, in your situation, how that can make going from 11% body fat down to, you know, 8 or whatever that you want can make it a lot easier and make it no problem to snap. you can see how using my scenario and explaining it in this way, how it can make the process a lot easier for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, that's what it, for me, where I am now in my age, I mean, look, I've done it to such an extreme that, you know, getting ripped, if I've got a television appearance in a couple weeks, I know exactly what to do to get there because of that extreme. And so that's why I took a very simple answer like yours, you know, a simple question like yours. And with all that different explaining, I threw out about, you know, five or six different strategies out there for you to apply to make this process easier for you, besides the good fat in your diet question. So was that helpful to you, Charles?
Absolutely.
All right, sir. And you know what? That was an awesome question because I think your question put me on a roll and opened it up. So I'm sure that this is going to be one of those archive shows or live shows that's going to really help out a lot of people. And I really appreciate you calling to ask that question because you probably made this process a lot easier for a lot of people out there. All right, Charles?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Great, hey, great call from Charles. We're coming down to the end of the show. But again, I want you to call into the show. I want you to listen to the show live. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. And every week when you call in, you'll get a free ebook, My Skip a Course, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. All right, before we go, I want to let you know about a little product I created that can really make this process a lot easier for you.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This 2-disc, 4-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing on Muscle Max OT Style is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goals. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max OT training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max OT cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a 1-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing on Muscle Max OT Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing on Muscle Max OT Style today. You can order this 2-disc, 4-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
So that's my DVD, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style. It's 4 hours. Order on www.skiplacour.com. Hey, this show is brought to you by AST Sports Science. Visit the website at www.ast-ss.com. It's also brought to you by bodybuilding.com. Health and fitness, nutrition supplements, and a ton of information that you need. Visit that website at www.bodybuilding.com. Also by Powerade Zero. Powerade Zero is a great-tasting sports drink with electrolytes, B vitamins, and zero calories. Powerade Zero, zero calories, zero limits.
Hi, this is Skip LaCour. Thank you for joining me on this archived or podcasted show. I want to invite you to join me live during the show every Sunday and let me help you solve your bodybuilding and training problems personally. Visit my website at www.skiplacour.com for more information on training, nutrition, supplementation, and motivation. And take the time to sign up on my list for free weekly tips, messages, and website updates that will be sent to you by email. If you have any questions about anything I've discussed during the show, or any other questions for that matter, email them to me at skip@skiplacour.com. I'd also like to take this time to invite you to listen to The Manformation Show. It's a weekly talk show where I discuss strategies that help transform you into the man you really want to be. You can go to www.manformation.com to get more information about this concept that will help you take your life to the next level. Bookmark your web browser now to www.manformationradio.com and join the live show every Saturday morning.